This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Hong Kong Airport is back in operation today after a judge granted an interim order to limit pro-democracy protests that crippled one of the world's busiest travel hubs. The shutdowns had sparked clashes between demonstrators and riot police while frustrating stranded air passengers. We get more on the story from AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Protesters have circulated letters online apologizing to travelers for inconveniences during the past 5 days of airport occupations. They're asking for understanding and forgiveness as young people in Hong Kong continue to fight for freedom and democracy. Meanwhile, police say they arrested five people over violence at the city's international airport on Tuesday. A further development is that satellite photos show what appear to be armored personnel carriers belonging to China's paramilitary People's Armed Police parked close to the border with Hong Kong. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
There is fresh confusion over the fate of an Iranian oil tanker seized near the British territory of Gibraltar last month. The deputy head of Iran's maritime agency says the Grace One will soon be released by Gibraltar authorities. But Western media reports say a senior official in Gibraltar called the report untrue. Although the vessel was taken by British forces, London says it is a matter for Gibraltar to resolve. The territory's Supreme Court is scheduled to hold a hearing on the case tomorrow. Wildfires are tearing their way through Evia, a Greek island nature reserve north of Athens. Four villages and a monastery have been evacuated as hundreds of firefighters try to contain the flames. Greece is asking Croatia and Italy for help. In a 24-hour period from Monday night through Tuesday, close to 60 forest fires broke out around the country. U.S. Attorney General William Barr has reassigned the warden and ordered two guards placed on leave at the federal jail, where billionaire financier Jeffrey Epstein apparently took his own life last weekend. The 66-year-old Epstein was awaiting trial and sex trafficking charges involving teenage girls. From Washington, this is VOA News. The World Health Organization has recognized new treatments for Ebola as a positive step in tackling the epidemic in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. But the WHO says other factors, including community engagement, remain critical in stopping the spread of this deadly disease. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Rigorous clinical trials of four treatments for Ebola show that two of them vastly improve the chances of survival. The World Health Organization says the use of Regen-EB3 and MAB-114 provide an effective treatment for people infected with the deadly virus. But WHO spokesman Christian Lindmeier cautions these new remedies alone will not stop Ebola.
What will stop Ebola, under the leadership of the government in the DRC, is good surveillance, good infection prevention and control, good community engagement, and excellent vaccination. So, of course, the human factor is a very important factor here.
The latest figures reported by WHO put the number of Ebola cases at 2,831. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A longtime friend of the gunman behind the recent mass shooting in Dayton, Ohio, is due in court later today. AP correspondent Matt Small has that report.
A detention hearing is set for Ethan Colley later today. Authorities accuse him of buying the body armor and helping assemble the weapon used in the August 4th shooting that left 10 people dead, including gunman Connor Betts. Investigators say while there's no evidence that Colley knew what Betts had planned, they say he lied on a federal firearms form while buying a pistol not used in the incident. Colley's attorney says his client was shocked that Betts carried out the shooting.
That was AP correspondent Matt Small. Authorities in Paris have closed the streets surrounding Notre Dame Cathedral as workers prepare to decontaminate the area for high levels of lead, found after the iconic church caught fire back in April. For months, there was an official denial that lead poisoning was a threat. That changed last month. City authorities have vowed that all nearby schools will be free of lead contamination by the time children return to classes early next month. American media companies CBS and Viacom have announced a merger plan, pursuing a strategy of growing their presence in the streaming content market and creating programming for both U.S. and international audiences. The two companies are getting back together after separating in 2006. Together, they account for $28 billion in annual revenue. They own Paramount, book publisher Simon & Schuster, and along with the CBS television network, they also boast ownership of MTV, Comedy Central, and Showtime. More news at voanews.com online. Gene Randall, VOA News.
VOA1. All the hits and more. VOA1.